Hello everyone, it's Jana here with Jindwin, and it's the 10th of February today. Just a quick one, and not on Fabori, but I've just come home on the train, and I was opposite that old lady again. I saw her a few weeks ago. She lives alone, she says. She gets on the train, she sits down, and the train is full enough. She always has someone she sits next to. And then she'll talk to that person the entire time until she gets off again, which is about half an hour. And she's got so many stories to tell. Last time round, this caused a few raised eyebrows amongst the passengers that could overhear what she was talking about. Today, the eyebrows only went up after she left the train, I noticed. But the amazing thing is, she always seems to find someone to talk to, which is really sweet. Last time, the man put his book away, even, and talked to her the entire time. Not that he needs too much talking. But I noticed exactly the same again today, and I thought that was just really sweet. That this old lady, who obviously likes to share her stories, and she's very friendly. She just talks to people, and it's not something that is done here on the train. Everybody sort of tries to avoid eye contact if they can, so it's always really nice to acknowledge each other. But it feels like you do need a proper reason to do it, even if it's just a sneeze or something. But that's why I thought it's so lovely that she always finds someone who takes the time to listen to her the entire journey, because that's pretty much all you have to do. Just listen as she tells her stories, and as far as I overheard, they're pretty much always different ones as well. she does ask the other person questions as well, and then that sparks her off again, and she thinks of something else. Maybe that would have fitted in with the Fabori topic of listening a bit more, but I just saw this again and I thought it was really sweet. So thanks for listening, and I'll speak to you again soon. Bye for now.